One of the biggest lessons I've learned in my journey as an entrepreneur is the importance of streamlining processes. Early on, I faced a lot of challenges managing the various aspects of my businesses, especially when it came to logistics. I was concerned that things wouldn't get done right, and it was taking up too much of my time. But once I found the right tools and systems, it allowed me to focus on what really matters, providing value and growing my business. That's why I want to share something with you today that can have the same impact on your business, especially if you're in e-commerce. We all know that shipping can be a major time suck and drain on our resources. That's where ShipStation comes in. ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with whatever platform you're selling on. It's designed to streamline your shipping process so you can focus on scaling your business, even if you're out of the office or on a well-deserved vacation. I've been using ShipStation and can honestly say it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage everything from one simple dashboard has not only saved me time, but also significantly reduced costs. It's tools like these that have helped me scale my businesses faster than I ever imagined. And the best part? Over 130,000 companies have experienced similar growth with ShipStation, and 98% of those who use it for more than a year stick with it for life. So if you're looking to work less and ship more, ShipStation is the tool you need to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities. Head over to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK, B-O-O-K. This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
He is a world-renowned mindset expert. And, you know, I discussed this with my wife. He has to be one of the most handsome gentlemen I've ever met. I'm a big fan inside and out of John. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, buddy. Where are you driving to?
I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to try something new today. I'm going to fly to Dallas. We got AmpCon down in Dallas with Renee Rodriguez and Derek Fay and Flex Lewis, 7-time Olympian, Mr. Olympian. Anyways, there's a struggle going on today. And a lot of businesses allow the external circumstances that exist today to restrict their potential. And I send them your way when they need a breakthrough, when they need to find inside their business and their own self how to accelerate their potential. What do you have going on? I know you have a business breakthrough challenge. You always give your ebook for free to people. But, you know, what's the best way? I'm going to start right with it, that people can reach out. Where should they start with John?
Sure. I think you just mentioned, I wrote this new ebook specifically for small business owners, the Million Dollar Neuromarketing Machine. And it's specifically for coaches, entrepreneurs, small business owners. There's really three things that are happening right now that I think everybody needs to be highly aware of. And everything I teach is based on 45 years of neuroscience research, right? Behavioral neuroscience. And if you have a small business, there's three things that are happening. Number one, there's more change happening right now than in the history of mankind with AI. Now, why is that important? Well, it's important because it is giving people a tool to 3, 5, 10x productivity very, very, very quickly, with a couple of exceptions. It takes a little bit of time to learn, and we have a brain that does not want to learn when we're adults. We don't want to change. So it requires a lot of capital, mental and emotional capital. Number two, because of AI, people that are 10 years old can create content, whether it's on Runway or GPT or any of the other AI tools, and seem like they're a professional agency or a professional business, even though they might be 10 or 12 years old. So the competition right now is fierce. And that means that small business owners have got to figure out, how do I stand out from the competition? How do I create something that people will take a look at in this sea of noise? And there's over 200 billion posts a day. 200 billion. So how will a small business owner stand out? Number three, when we're looking at generating leads and we're looking at generating sales to help people, then the question is, do you have a methodical process that you can follow to generate leads, qualified, and then create what we call our irresistible offers so people want to buy from you instead of your competition? So those three things right now are impeding people's ability to grow their business and compete on a level playing field that has made the amateur seem like a profession. So I wrote this, and everybody can have a free copy. It's about 55 pages of exactly what you need to do, okay, to really target and reach the right people right now.
In that context, there's four different areas in which your philosophy, strategies, and methodologies I have found to be extremely quantitatively valuable. Number one, which a lot of people ignore, is in person. I have watched you and learned from you and utilize in-person marketing and the neuroscience of marketing in person because you don't have a billion posts when you're in person, and you have an extreme conversion rate when you're in person comparatively. Two is via email. Three, of course, is voice, text, phone. And then four is the social media aspect. How does this marketing methodology expand to all the different platforms? Because it's really not just about getting the attention in social media and so building a community, a social silo. It really can be in every aspect of your business, in person, on the phone, via email, and social media.
Well, I think if everybody pays attention for one quick second, does everybody you're trying to connect with have one of these? Not a plastic brain, but a real brain. Yeah. That means that they're seeing stuff, they're hearing stuff, they're feeling stuff. And so here is the real answer. Everything we do is a communication. And in neuromarketing, which is what I teach, in neuroselling, which anybody can learn, it's super easy once you understand it. We know it has different circuits. So I'll give you an example. Everybody has a motivational circuit. Let's go. I'm motivated. Let's do this. We also know that everybody has a fear circuit, you know, fear of failure, fear of being embarrassed, ashamed, ridiculed, judged, rejected, unloved, abandoned, and so forth. And so really good marketing knows how to activate, believe it or not, the fear or doubt or worry circuit first, but then quickly shift over to the reward circuit. And that is a science. And if you understand what, let's say, Super Bowl ads, which I know you're very familiar with, in a lot of cases, they're using humor to get your attention. They're also using curiosity to get your attention because everybody's wondering, what's the commercial going to be? This is all based in neuromarketing. And when we are doing marketing as a small business owner, and there's literally billions of other messages that we're trying to clear through the clutter, whether it's email, text, social, etc., every word you use turns on or off a different circuit in somebody's brain. So why not get the edge? Why not get the advantage by learning a few techniques on how do you gain the advantage by creating messaging right away that people pay attention to? That's the first thing you have to do. Then how do you keep them engaged so that they want to continue listening or watching or reading, whether it's an email, your website, social, or whatever, or even this, you know, this thing that we're doing right now, which is live on Instagram. So how do you keep their attention long enough for them to say, hey, tell me more. I want more. So the reason I wrote this, and normally I charge $20 for my books. I have three New York Times best-selling books you find on Amazon. This one we're giving away for free to small business owners. And I think your team is putting up a link there, and they can get the book for free. And this is what my whole body of work has been, is not only how do you work on your psychology to get yourself motivated to take action, to eliminate your own fear or worry or stress around not having enough people to talk to, not enough people to look at what you have, but then how do you lead people through a smart, caring process where people feel that they can trust you, They like you and they want to hear more from you.
I love it. And let's finish up with my love language of consistency. And yes. You know the mind and the brain better than most people. You know the mind and the brain, and they're different. But I am a fan, or let's just say a fanatic about being consistent. In the idea of neuromarketing, and my own traditional marketing background for 35 years in sports and entertainment, consistency wins every time. Over clever, curious, creative works. Those that consistently understand those touch points. How do you reconcile consistency in your strategy with neuromarketing?
Sure. Well, consistency in the brain is evidence of reliability. Consistency equals reliability. So if I can rely on you to show up at 7 o'clock every day, or 5 o'clock every day, or twice a week in my inbox, or once a week on my YouTube channel, I can rely on you. Reliability equals trust and rapport. That is the first barrier we must connect with and cause people to feel, oh, I can trust this person. This person is reliable. Listen, in a world of sporadic behavior, in a world where we can't rely on a lot of people, right? It becomes an issue. But here is something a little bit different than what we're talking about right now. Why do most people not trust and rely on themselves? Because they're inconsistent. Because they're starters, they're not finishers. They do a little bit here and a little bit there, but then here's what is happening. It's not because they can't or don't want to. Fear gets in the way. Fear of, does anybody want to hear me? Is anybody reading my stuff? Do I sound stupid? Like, this is the psychology of self. And this is, again, you know, my passion is helping people first understand yourself. Why do you do what you do? Why aren't you doing the things you know you can do and should do? And then what is a process to create consistency, reliability, right? And evidence that you deserve, not you should, that you deserve somebody's time, the most valuable asset on earth. So everything you do has got to create this value add. You are a master, Dave, of value add. You give, you give, you give, you give. And I remember, you know, you telling me many years ago, you can't outgive the universe. And the more you give, it's like a boomerang. It comes back. Holy mackerel, more comes back. So consistency is about giving. Giving is about trust, rapport, and giving value to other people. When we give value to other people, they're like, what? Like, what? Give me more value. And then if we say, by the way, take a look at this thing, they're going to take a look at your thing. And if your thing can help them solve a pain or a fear or something they're frustrated with, if it can help them achieve something they want, then they're like, sure, I'll take a look at what you've got.
You nailed it. Comments say it all. He's dropping bombs. He's spitting fire. I can't read all the comments. But if you want to learn more, this man knows value. He'll give you for free a step-by-step methodology. His ebook is available. Go to johnassaroff.com at John Assaroff. We have the link below. Neuromarketing machine. It is the consistency of utilization of the machine in order to quantitatively to provide more value than you're asking for. John and I are friends for a reason. It's we are aligned with the appreciation principle of life. We are here to add value. Appreciation means adding value. And I certainly appreciate how much value my mentor, Blaine Bartlett, also just this morning on another show said, marketing is about safety, feeling safe. And I think that just also reinforced it. And I love the fact, I used to say that the only way to get better is through practice, to be consistent. But it also, the only way to feel safer with ourselves and more confident and comfortable with ourselves is to be consistent with ourselves and consistent with others. I consistently love to see John Assaroff. He is a mentor, a friend. If you are not part of his community, just join that and you'll find a way to provide value not only to him, but the community. John, anything I can ever do, let me know. JohnAssaroff.com. We'll do more together. Once again, one of the best looking and smartest people I know. That's a two-tool player right there. Thanks so much. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great time in Dallas. Appreciate all of you. Have a great day.
You're awesome. One of my heroes. Give him a cape. He's a mind hero. I used to like Batman because he was rich. I like John Astroff because he's rich in the brain and the heart and the soul. Learn from the best. That's what we do here every day. We learn from the best. And I'm so thankful Thursday. I'm so thankful it's Thursday. I'm thankful on Thursday and every other day. Get our gratitude challenge. Learn how to break through with John Astroff. We are blessed. We're on our way to Dallas. If you're going to be there, come to our VIP dinner. Come to AmpCon. We are stoked. We will be at SoFi doing a mastermind next Tuesday. Maybe John will join us there. I think he might be. And then we got so much going on. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. If you want to join us, join John, david@dmeltzer.com. We're just getting to the airport. You know what that means? It's time to be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. Take care.